Interest in so-called smart guns has rebounded. In fact, President Obama has included the technology as part of his plan to reduce mass shootings. Who makes these guns? How do they work? And will they catch on? Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
007 reporting for duty.
Where the hell have you been?
Enjoying death.
In the past, personalized weapons have been reserved for James Bond movies like Skyfall, when 007's quartermaster handed him a special gun that will only work for him.
Also PPKS 9mm short. It's been coded to your palm print, so only you can fire it. Less of a random killing machine, more of a personal statement.
At Sharonville's Target World, when told such a gun exists and may be sold in the U.S. later this year, Mike Caudell said he would consider one.
On the spot, yeah, I would probably buy one. Doesn't seem too far-fetched, I guess.
Terry Banks of Trenton came to Target World with one of his friends. He sees the advantages of such a smart gun, although nobody really knows the price.
We're just our average working guys. We work at a factory, and, you know, $1,000 for a gun's kind of high up there for us anyway, so it would depend. I like the idea of it, and, that way they could, they wouldn't have to do the whole ban every gun in sight thing.
It may be still some months before Armatex of Germany begins selling its personalized gun in the United States. The New York Daily News reports the gun, using radio frequency technology and biometrics, was approved by the Bureau of Alcohol and Tobacco and Firearms in 2011. Armatex is one of a handful of companies looking to market such a weapon. Trigger Smart of Ireland also uses RFID technology. The gun user would have the tag inside a ring or bracelet allowing the gun to fire. Trigger Smart is looking to license the technology to a company in the U.S. Closer to home, the James Bond-type gun is sitting inside a New Jersey lab. The New Jersey Institute of Technology took years to perfect the weapon after lawmakers wanted to know,
is it science? Is it science fiction? Does it already exist and is being suppressed, or is it a fantasy that can never happen?
Donald Sebastian is Senior Vice President of R&D at NJIT. New Jersey has passed a law mandating any gun sold in the state be personalized 3 years after one becomes commercially available. So the Institute developed one that measures the pressure and pattern of the user's grip. Here's how Sebastian's weapon works.
During the first half second of trigger pull, essentially, the Decision Electronics are measuring that pressure profile. While you are applying the pressure to the gun that enables you to pull back on that trigger, you are creating that kind of a movie that's being recorded, digested numerically, and turned into the pattern that represents you and compared against the patterns that are enabled patterns in the weapon.
He says more than one person and one hand's pattern can be recorded, allowing multiple users you designate. The gun is not on the market yet, and an entrepreneur is looking for funding. Joe Eaton is the Southwest Ohio leader for the Buckeye Firearms Association.
You know, as far as a position on that, any type of technology or enhancements to the firearms and shooting sports we think is a good thing. Now, should this be mandated or forced upon people, then that is something where we would have to draw a line simply because the technology is not there.
Some question how reliable a personalized gun would be. Colt made one, but scrapped the project over reliability concerns. Eaton says there's never really been a successful commercial market for this type of gun.
I really don't see it going very far at all, simply because, you know, even if they get up to a standard computerized technology of 99.999%, still that small percentage, if your life or your family's life is depending on it, you want to be as absolutely sure of 100% reliability as you can. Adding in something else that could fail you in that situation is just not going to be a risk most people are going to take if their family's lives or their own lives depend on it.
Back at the firing range, one person who wanted to remain anonymous said the idea of a smart gun theoretically is good, but the thing that makes a smart gun smart is the thing between your shoulders. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.